Another episode of the Gossiping Heifers. This week we are bringing you our live edition of our YouTube show that you can catch every Wednesday at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. This week's special guest, comedian Gina G. She's full of personality. You've seen her on Rodney Perry Live, and we discuss her career and current events. Check it out.
Yes, we're back. The Heifers fucking back. Aren't you excited, Heifer? You know what? You should just show a little bit more enthusiasm for your own shit. You scared me first with your DJ Kitty on your titties.
You are a hater. Damn, she always hated on my kitty shirt.
It's a kitty. Everybody does a little chicka chickas. I don't know what the hell the problem is. But welcome back, everybody. We were on hiatus for about a good month. We are back. And why are you looking at me like this?
I was saying, everybody don't play that kitty. You just a freak.
Well, look, I'm sure a majority of the audience will agree.
I'm a virgin.
Oh, well, shit.
Both ways. Penises and DJing, boo. Girl, please.
You know what? Please back away from me, because when this lightning strike your ass from lying, I don't want to be nowhere near it.
God, I don't got too trifling to play myself. I ain't gonna lie. I be like, oh, I got the mood, but then look at my kitty girl. Let's go to sleep. Fuck this shit. And we go to sleep. We got time for that.
For what?
I mean, why? You don't just rub a quick one out when you stress.
That shit's like melatonin, man.
I'll get every now and then in the shower because I got that detached.
It's undetectable.
Girl, put that hoe on massage.
Mm-hmm. So, that's good Christmas gift ideas for y'all who have not shopped yet. If you know somebody who's a single woman out there, get her a shower head.
She ain't got to be single if you know your manhood is not that endowed. Get your woman a detachable shower head.
It's too bad they don't have devices like that for men in the shower. I'm sure they do, because they got all kind of shit for y'all now.
They got those little those pocket coochies that you can stick on the wall.
Yeah, I've seen one. It's like it rotates. And it's like, rah, I don't
know. That's your girl that got that.
No, this is another one.
Oh, okay.
Well, okay. You know. But look, we are back, and unfortunately, we do have to start this show off on a sad note, because the story that is trending, let me get my notes over here, Shaquilla Robinson, that took a trip to Mexico with her friends. And whatever you want to call it, but her friends. And ended up dead within less than 24 hours of her arrival. The parents were told she's suffering from alcohol poisoning. Mm. Nobody returned their calls. And then by the time everybody else bounced.
Also heard that most of the addresses and phone numbers were bogus.
Yeah. The information they gave the resort. So I'm like, dude.
So this was planned. This was clearly planned. And I don't know if these hood rats took the time to actually, you know, let's look up Mexico. Let's check out the laws.
Let's check out the territory.
And the way the Mexico police are dealing with it so far, this is probably why they picked Mexico.
Oh, I'm sure. But I'm
it
telling you.
It doesn't look like foul play. So I just break my neck and my whole back.
Because they said it was alcohol. Her autopsy report, there's no alcohol in her system.
She was drugged.
And there is, unfortunately, a piece of footage floating around on Twitter that I happen to see.
Yeah.
And it was just by scrolling, trying to get some news. And it's a 15-second clip, and you can see this girl's naked. Her friend is beating her mercilessly. I mean, just no pity whatsoever. So, it's hate. Y'all got to watch the people in your circle, I'm telling you.
And watch these niggas on Instagram and Facebook. I'm telling you, let me tell you something. The internet has made people brazen and ignorant. And, you know, we did a podcast not that long ago.
About cyberbullying.
And they said that it's mainly men that spend a lot more time on the internet.
Yeah.
That are prone to become bullies. And this, you know, I was like, you know what? I can understand this, because every woman in ourselves, if we ever had an issue, it's with a punk.
Man.
No, it's a punk ass nigga. He ain't no man. Men got shit to do. They ain't online all day. Men got to go work. Got to make love to their wife. Take care of their kids.
Yes, exactly. So we did a whole podcast on that. So we're available on all your podcast platforms. So you can listen to that on the go. But now it is that time. And I saw this woman first. I've heard of Gina, but I saw her on Rodney Perry Live and just saw her in interview mode. I was like, oh, she's ignorant like us.
Oh, well, that's perfect.
I like her. Okay. She is out of ATL. She has been on the road. You can catch her on the Rodney Perry Live
show. Oh, look at that smile, Gina. Okay. Hey.
Let's welcome in Miss Gina G.
Yes.
See, we try to give our guests sound effects.
Okay. Michelle needs Jesus.
Yeah. We good. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you, ladies? Hey, sister.
Doing fine. It's good to see you. Like I said, I was always said when I saw you first on Roddy Shots, I got to get Gina on here because you got heffa personality.
Thank you. I love being a heffa.
Okay. I mean, you got to be a down chick to be considered a heifer.
This is true. Okay, that's true. But you're doing.
I didn't have to get jumped in or nothing. This is great.
Yeah, we don't do that shit they did in Mexico. Fuck that.
No,
we do love.
That's terrible.
Girl, if I was that girl mama, I'd be drive-bying on somebody's house.
Yeah. And then the person recording, he talking about some, let her fight. Like, what's wrong with her? I'm like, what's wrong
That's
with y'all?
That's why them hoochies went to Mexico. This was planned. They did their research.
Yeah, it was. I think it is a lot because, like I said, they have not had the motive, but I pray and I hope it wasn't over no man.
Oh, I didn't think about that.
Yeah, because everybody's saying jealousy.
Because I've seen some women go to the extreme when, over a man. Yeah.
Shit, they got a whole show on that damn, I did it for my man.
That's true.
Come on, for my man.
Yes, for my man. And girl. Yes, I'm like, are you bitches crazy? You do know there's other men out there, right?
A lot of them. It's a lot of them.
And you
so what you got to share, but at least there'll be an understanding.
There you go. That part.
Don't kill me.
There you go. So if we can get that understanding, we'd be all good. But I'm hoping that's not the case.
Me too.
But out of ATL, honey, you've been doing this for a minute. I mean, did you start at home entertaining family? I mean, talent show, what's the deal?
Yes, I'm the baby of four girls. My mama had four girls, and I'm the baby, and I was the one pushed out, gone dance, gone sing, gone do a monologue. I mean, gone and cook. I had to do everything. So
why they do that to the baby all the time? Damn.
It's always us. You know what I'm saying?
I'm messed up. That's child abuse.
By my mama.
No, because
I'm telling you.
Michelle, no, my name was always called. Rocket. Rocket. You know, there's another bitch upstairs, too. Yeah. Her name was Shell.
For real. How about these other three? Leave me alone.
And then you had three. Yeah, you was a sister of four, so... Why is it my name? I really would have had an attitude if I was you.
Thank you. I think she liked my daddy a little bit more.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, so your daddy was some special, baby. Shit.
I think she was with my daddy a little bit longer than their daddy. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, okay. So you was a special baby. Okay.
Child.
But I mean, being the youngest of four girls, I know being raised with other siblings, I mean, just dealing with this, but I know you got three others. I mean, was it difficult for you to have to, come up in the house with three additional siblings?
Well, actually, not really. Like, they didn't fool with me. I was always telling on their ass. That's why they didn't fool with me.
Oh, shit.
So, to be honest with y'all, I felt like the only child for a long time because they wouldn't even fool with me because I'm telling. Hey, Gina, because I'm going to tell it.
I should have did
so
it to certain
really
people.
Fuck with me.
Yeah, because, see, I wasn't the snitch. This was the snitch.
Yeah.
But we had to tell because y'all was doing wrong. Y'all was doing shit y'all had no goddamn business doing.
No, I'm going to tell you the sad thing is, I took ass whoopings for not snitching.
You took one for the team.
Ooh. Yeah, I was stonewalled my
it
daddy.
Built a character.
Okay. And we only 4 years apart. I'm the youngest.
Okay.
And this bitch will still snitch to this day. Daddy! I said, if you don't sit your old geriatric ass down, you're going to be in the pens in 5 years and you snitching? Bitch, really? This is what we doing?
We don't work for the feds. In 5 years, it's gonna be us. It's gonna be us.
Damn!
I'm not thinking about this
ever.
That's because they were doing wrong. Don't worry about that. That's because they was wrong. That's why. This is what I'm telling.
Oh, but Lord.
It was good. We shared bathrooms. We're closer, of course, now as women than we were growing up. So now me and my sisters, we got our little tattoos. We got our numbers on us.
Oh, see.
You know, so... We all good now, she's but like, gentlemen.
I'll get a sister tattoo.
I've been trying to get like the little butterfly something. This bitch like, I want your tattoo. See, I got tats. I got piercings. You know,
okay. She's a gangster hippie.
That's what she's always called me, a gangster hippie.
She's a gangster hippie.
Girl, I had a tongue ring, the belly ring, two tattoos.
Oh, see, you fast. That's why we fast. Fight on your ass. You fast. She said the tongue ring.
Oh, yeah. Girl, look,
tell her how daddy reacted.
Look, I got the tongue ring because the girl from Yo MTV Raps had it, and I thought it was so cute. I wasn't thinking about dick sucking. But my father, it took him like 2 weeks. You know, once the tongue swelling went down, it took him 2 weeks to realize, yes, everybody gonna think you're a goddamn dick sucker. What the fuck wrong with you? Girl, I was like, okay, let me go upstairs so I can lay.
I'm sorry.
Why you say MTV? Why was that your motivation? I'm thinking.
It was that little Puerto Rican girl. I said, look at that little shit. That shit is so cute. I like that. And I got this little part right here, my ear pierced. You know, I got the little loop in there.
Oh, you bad.
Yeah.
You got all those places that hurt. You want to get it here.
No, but see, I wouldn't pierce my face because I'm like, when I get tired of it, I don't need scars on my face.
Right.
I never did the lip. I never did the nose, eyebrow. Fuck that shit. I ain't doing
all that. I remember the eyebrow. Ooh, I remember the eyebrow.
Oh, girl, yeah, I know. I did a white boy's hair. I do hair. And that just got that shit done. My comb hit it. I said, oh, baby, I'm so sorry. He was like, ah. You should have let it heal before you came without a haircut.
Or you should have put a Band-Aid on that shit for y'all to be here or something. But you got history, girl, because I know you was going to beauty school. But then you ended up waitressing for the J. Anthony Brown Club out in Los Angeles. Yeah. So I already knew, you know, once I read that backstory, I said, oh, that was only a matter of time.
Wow. Yes, I was going to beauty school and my mom said, you need a job. And I was like, wait a minute, why I need a job? So she was like, well, J. Spot hiring, you can wait tables. And I was working there for a few months and look, it was a slow night and Angel Gaines was like, Gina, come up here. And I was like, I don't know how to do no comedy. I was never into comedy, y'all. I didn't know about no stand-up. I had seen Raw. Like, you know, I just wasn't an actress, yes, but comedy, no. But I went up on that stage and impersonated, you know, like G-Thing and King Kedar, like a couple people that was coming in there all the time. And they was like, we're going to tell Jay. And I'm like, this man don't give a damn about, he wants these drinks, these wings, his money. You know what I'm saying? Like, we couldn't even drink on the job. We didn't even have a Coca-Cola on the job.
He was white folks strict. Okay. Come through, Jay.
But he called me up one night, y'all. I will never forget, I was delivering apple martinis to this table. And when you deliver apple martinis, you know, you got to
hold that shit steady.
Don't fall out the glass. And he talking about something. I heard I got a waitress here that thinks she funny. Bring my ass up here. Y'all, I went up there, turned my apron around, told them two little jokes that I knew. And once they laughed, it was over, y'all. I got bit by the bug. I don't know what else to do.
But you know what? The fact that you were studying to be the beauty industry, because this one here, because it's every hairstylist, anybody who works in the hair industry has got the best one-liners.
Yeah.
That's because Hampers coming and talking shit and raggedy. Girl, I had to pray so I wouldn't slap one last week.
She sure did. I thought we was going to have to call 911 last week.
They be wanting miracles. They be having this much air, but want this much air. And, you but know, girl, I can't make you look like this.
This hoochie is just extra. She wants extra shiny long hair, but don't come enough. And then when she do come back after 5 months, the shit broke off and raggedy. Then you want to blow up my phone all goddamn day with a consultation. Bitch, consultation is in my chair, not on my phone.
Come on now. I can't even see your roots, bitch.
Thank you. There you go. Do I need this? Do I need that? No, you need to get the fuck off my phone. Before I charge you a whole $20 for this texting.
This consultation fee, okay? That's what we doing here. But you had no choice to be, to be funny because, like I said, the personality with the industry, and then you working at that club. So I know you saw many legends on stage, and was like, I bet you I could out joke you. I bet you I can. But what is it about your stage presence that basically motivates you to keep going? Because some of us getting this shit, we like, okay, I'm good now.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just fun for me. It's just the energy, you know, it's just being able to get up there and people like you for you, because it's just you. You ain't got no band, you ain't got no background dancers, you know what I'm saying? So it's just you, but it's just the energy that the audience bring, even when they try to act like they don't want to laugh.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? Look, it's still an energy that you get being able to just tell your story. And, you know, laughter is good for the soul. So to be able to just help somebody come out tonight and had something happen to them yesterday, and now they at the show, now they feel better. You know, it makes it all worthwhile. It does.
Yeah, it does.
I like it.
I mean,
I was just going to say, I never understood people to come to a comedy show and don't want to laugh. Why you come?
Baby, listen to me. I have seen people in the audience like this him.
Girl, we did an opening for some guys in Houston. And it was two black chicks just sitting there with an attitude, and I just zoned in on them. Bitch, I don't care. You mad, go home. I don't understand that. When I go to a comedy show, I'm coming to laugh. I'm not there to heckle. Right. I only hate when the opener sucks. You remember that white girl that was singing black gospel?
Oh, my God.
If I was able to throw a bottle at that bitch and get away with it, I would have.
Now remember that white girl.
She made an impression on this one. Trust me.
I was whitening the napkins. Boo. Pass it to my sister. I did. I think I did three times.
Yes. She over here passing me notes and boo. I'm like,
you know, I was trying to be respectful, boo. You know?
A respectful boo.
Because I could have said, shut up, bitch.
You could have. You know what? And people going crazy today on comedians. I done seen so many videos of comedians getting beers thrown at them. Somebody just got punched the other night. I was like, whoa. These are jokes, people. These are just jokes.
Yeah, that was a white girl had that beer thrown at her. I saw that.
Yeah.
I would have ran in the crowd.
It's crazy.
But you know what? See, if I was a comedian, y'all gonna leave like that nigga left from Dave Chappelle's show. With his arm looking like this. You remember when that dude tried to jump on Dave Chappelle and everybody jumped on him and he came out looking, his arm was twisted, eyeball was out here. They stomped the hell out of him.
They stomped the hell out of his ass. That's did.
Yes.
Because it's getting crazy. It's getting out of hand. Like, it's really getting out of hand.
No,
like,
it really is.
Everybody's so sensitive.
But, I mean, the sensitivity levels, and then I think the people feel that since I paid my money, I should be able to express my opinion. No, you can do that on the website.
No, that's not what we do. Go up to the front. Get your money back.
Exactly.
And shut the hell up. That's what you can do. Like Dave Chappelle. People, please. You will not get your money back. You're not going to get your money back. It's too late.
It's too you deep in. You're too deep in right now. I'm three jokes in.
It's too late. I'm getting paid regardless if you laugh or not. Yeah. So I'm not leaving, and you're not getting your money back.
So you might as well sit and enjoy.
But, you know, I think besides people not having a sense of humor anymore, you know, we've been looking at mental health has really taken a strong.
Yeah.
It has shot up.
Yeah, it has.
Yeah.
It has. And it's really sad. I think, honestly, y'all, it's because we was in the house. We was in the house for 2 years. These kids didn't have no school. Now they can't. They really can't read. They already couldn't read. Now they really can't read. Yeah, you know, it's Fantasia times three on these children.
And a lot of these kids were stressed.
I'm just saying. True thing. These kids are dumb as hell.
What's that boxer's name? I was going to say they more like that boxer. What's that? He can't read. Yes. There you go.
This man read a letter. I think you are. So right, Kanye West.
And it was R, not A-R-E. It was R, just the R.
That's how I feel. Yeah, that's how I feel when I see Herschel Walker and he's about to speak.
Oh, my God.
Yo, I get the worst headache.
Yo, did y'all see the one he said, the greatest country in America? The what? The greatest country in America is because of our troops. Nigga, what?
Our troops?
He said our troops. Yo, it was on D.L. Hughley. He shared it. And then they had Mushmouth come behind him. I had to watch it twice to make sure I heard him right. The greatest country is in America. Nigga.
I don't know who put, I don't know who, it's kind of like, what's that movie with Chris Rock? Head of State. It's like they just chose somebody.
Just so they
put a suit on him and told him,
but it's,
go on ourselves.
It's almost like, do you think black folks are that ignorant we're going to vote for him?
Because we not.
Yeah. But you know church black folks did. That's why my black ass don't go to church today, right now, right there.
That's why I don't go. That's why I don't go. Watching on goddamn TV.
Girl, I praise the Lord in my room with my crystals. I'm not dealing with y'all niggas.
Oh, come on with your chakras in line.
Girl, because you can't have that shit in line with them ignorant niggas in the time. We're going to vote for that nigga that can't talk.
I can't.
Over a man that is a pastor and that does for his community. In
education. That's crazy. Yeah. That's crazy. Please don't, y'all.
Girl, when you get a chance, go look it up. Black church folks voted for him.
And it's getting worse. It's getting worse. I got some news stories to get your opinion on, Miss Gina. Because you know Donald Trump ran again.
I seen his ass last night. I seen him. He walked out like a whole pimp. Like, the pimp is here. Like I'm back, bitches.
Yo, but you know, I hate Mitch McConnell. Mitch McConnell's like, I'm not talking about this shit. I'm not dealing with this. Mitch McConnell don't want nothing to do with
nothing.
Nothing to do with it,
and
y'all.
He's a low slime ass. Now, you know when the lowest slime don't want to deal with you.
And neither does his daughter. His daughter, Ivanka, said, look, I love my dad, but I'm not going to have nothing to do with this round.
That's crazy.
She's trying not to go to jail with his ass.
Like, why do you want to run for president when nobody likes you? Like, you, why are you doing this to yourself?
Attention. Like, attention.
I don't understand. What is you doing? Sit down somewhere.
Beside attention, I think he's also trying to avoid jail time, and that's why he was so early. You see how slick he was? Because usually folks who are getting ready to run for president, they wait until either a little after Christmas or early January.
Yep, or New Year, yep.
He does. Yep. He hit before Thanksgiving. Like, I'm running. I'm like...
And suing so he doesn't have to testify for the January 6th.
Yeah. So he being real slick with that.
You know what? He know he started that. I don't even know why he playing.
Just oh, everybody know he started.
Just own up to it, bro. Like, you can't hide what happened. Just own up to it so we can move on. Because you know black folks, if you tell us sorry, we'll forgive you in a second. Just say sorry, goddammit.
Yeah. And you know it worked better. I mean, he's not white, he orange, but it still will work.
Right. He's colored.
But I'm just like, look, how can you run when you got indictments on you?
I can't.
He's got the money.
Look, I guarantee you, if Obama had this shit on him and tried to run,
he wouldn't be having this conversation.
He would have been in jail. You know, they asked for his birth certificate. They didn't even believe his ass was American. So,
and I'm like,
Obama away. They would have sent his ass away.
You got to show all this paperwork before you run.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I hope I'm not the only one to know this.
I noticed. I've seen
it. And like I said, I stopped at beauty school.
Come
on now, Sun Cum Laude.
The common folks better know. Now, he already started with these antics. He was like, okay, well, when it comes to justice, I think all drug dealers need to be sentenced to death.
Well, that means he's going, right?
He's going. And his son going too. That means his son going and his damn ex-wife or wife, whoever she is. Because I know she be on that crock rock. She married to him.
She gotta be. And you know you gotta take something strong to stay with him. But that's why Ivanka like, look, daddy, I can't fuck with you this go round. I almost went to jail last time. She like, I like my freedom.
I can't do this no more.
I can't do it. I'm like, daddy, I love you, but
yeah, I just got up under the cuff from not going to jail with your ass, so we're not going to do it.
She may not still be in the clear, though.
Right. Whatever. He might not. We got to just see how it unfolds. You know, anything with the government, slow as hell. So we just got to wait to see what's going to happen. They didn't even arrest nobody until this January. See, we don't
that
even
part,
know what's going on.
You know what? I need them to move faster like they did in Salem Lot with the witches. Just grab these motherfuckers and just hang them. You know, do what you got to do. Just grab them. They didn't play around back then.
Swift justice.
Yeah, the 1600s.
Come on.
Girl, they snatch your ass up back then.
So we're going to see what goes around because, like I said, he's already on TV. And matter of fact, the speech he had at his estate, he had people there. And when they were trying to, you know, leave because they saw what was going on, he wouldn't let them leave.
Oh, isn't that kidnapping?
That's what I said. You kidnapping folks to support you? Is that what we doing?
That's another case. He just added more cases on his shit.
But you know what?
He just don't sit down somewhere, man.
I wish he would.
He's a man that likes a lot. He's a narcissist. Narcissists love attention. Yeah. And, I mean, I'm surprised. You remember when he had that rally and he left all them old white folks in the cold? He bust their ass there but didn't have nothing to take them. Are y'all serious? You left my grandmama in the cold trip. They out there with their grandchildren and shit.
Oh my God, Rocky, you ignorant. I promise.
But it happened. It did happen.
He did all that. Hitting people with smoke bombs just to hold the Bible upside down. Yes, damn Bible.
Girl, looking like Damien. Looking like Damien, the damn omen.
Get your ass out the goddamn street.
Now, you know, why they shooting and going on?
It's always around this time of year, you know, we start to get into a little holiday spirit, and then we have to hear Mariah Carey over and over and over again.
And she's not hitting them notes like she used to.
Well, she's denied the Queen of Christmas title and trademark case. So she's been trying to get this Queen of Christmas trademark, but it's already taken. So I'm like, girl.
Who got it already?
It's let's
Whitney.
See. No.
Dolly Parton, who that
is? It's some company called Lotion LLC.
Oh, it's a company.
So it's a line of merchandise that's already got that title. And I'm like,
I thought you were going to say Julie Gardner or somebody.
No,
Rocky.
Me too.
I like Julie Gardner. Race his ass, yeah.
Julie Gardner.
Yeah, you know the bitch over the rainbow hole. I like to.
Somewhere over there.
Yeah, she has some Christmas music. I said, I like this.
You know what?
I'm not fooling with Mariah goddamn Carey. We know you the queen. You don't need no goddamn paper to say so, ma'am. Okay, we hear that All I Want for Christmas goddamn from November to February. Shit.
But you know what? Queen. I piss off. I'm like, bitch, you come behind, shit, Patty, Nat King Cole, Aretha,
a Motown Christmas.
Motown Christmas.
Babyface Christmas shit.
Whitney Houston. Christmas. Hell, I rock even Destiny's Child Christmas.
Come on, Destiny's Child Survivor Christmas.
Come on now, goddamn Beyonce don't broke the record, bitch. She don't win 8 awards.
Come on, 8 nominations, the most. No, 9. I think she 9, and Kendrick Lamar is 8.
Oh, excuse me, Beyonce. I don't want you coming for me.
Right,
9, boo.
That was ignorant, I promise.
I'm just saying, you know, she's got a long list to come behind.
Yeah, that list is long, but I also want to get Gina's take on this. Have you heard about this story about this guy who performed in a gay bar? He's a puppeteer.
Oh.
And he uses puppets during his act, and he got this one puppet called Sister Girl. Yeah.
It was so disgusting.
I got a quick clip to show everybody about this puppet master. Check it out right quick.
Thank you very much. But David, I got 5 children in here. I got 5 little girls. And they are my Lancer, Papisha, LaVeeva, and the twins, Vizine and Miri.
Why the puppy lips so damn big? See, you know what? And being this is a gay club, I'm glad one white man was like, this is not right. But this is what Dave Chappelle was talking about.
Girl,
this is the BS.
This is the BS. Okay, first of all, why the goddamn lips are so damn big?
That part.
She had a BBL. How the goddamn puppet got a goddamn BBL? What the
girl, fuck? And had the broken English, and you better sit down. Big. I'm just like, why?
I'm trying to find another picture of her right quick, because when you get a close-up on this girl,
on the puppet,
oh my God.
She said that ugly ass. Yeah.
And he didn't have to do that.
No, he didn't have to. No, it was racist as hell. The club owner should be ashamed of himself for hiring him.
Yeah, I'm trying to see if I got a picture here.
Oh,
here
we go. Jesus.
There we go. Hold on.
Oh, my God. I'm scared.
I was
what's up, Deacon? Let me do a screen share real quick.
Hey, Deacon.
Because this here, I saw this picture, and I said, what the hell's going on?
Our lips don't even poke out like that. Baby.
When you see these lips, they're not even real.
That shit look like Barbara Streisand in blackface. That shit don't even look like this.
That's the puppet that he was using during
that
his
is
act.
Horrible.
Yes. And
horrible.
There were patrons in the club, and they were like, okay, this is not appropriate. And he kept going in. I mean, there's more footage, but I'm like, the dude wasn't even funny, number
one. No, he wasn't. He was corny as hell.
And now you're using this prop trying to talk like a black woman. I got five kids, and they all Shaquana, Shaquita, Shaquita.
Yeah, I heard that bullshit. First of all, yes, we do name our kids dumb, but that's for us to say, goddammit. That ain't for your ass to goddamn say shit.
But you know me.
We do. I know it's Shaquana and it's Shaquita. I do.
I know it was a stalker. No, but our family got regular old names. I think we don't have nobody. It's Kirsten, Michelle, Rochelle, Jennifer, Nikki.
Regular name.
Yeah, I think the blackest you get is Roderick.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's the blackest
Roderick
we got.
Roderick is black.
Yeah, that's black.
But he's a doctor, so fuck them.
Fuck it, Dr. Roderick.
Okay, Dr. Roderick. Yeah, he's a doctor. But that's the blackest we got. And I'm like, y'all do know all black people don't
have that type of shit.
Right. That's the disrespect. That's the stereotype. And that's the reason why, honestly, y'all, sometimes it's our fault. You know, we let these white folks get away with a lot of stuff. You know, and like we pick and choose when we gonna get mad and when we not gonna get mad. You know, so some of it is us letting shit slide. But I think, I don't know, since Wakanda came out, nigga, we ain't let nothing slide no more. I feel like we own the shit.
Yeah, I just
we
wish Wakanda what? Existed because my ass would be down. I'd be in the mountains.
There you go. What's
that
up, Precious?
Is ugly, though. Okay. At the end of the day,
there you
it's
go.
Ugly.
No, it's ugly, but you know what? I always said it, but I say I think we do too much, too, around. Because, you know, back when my parents was coming up, black people only use the word nigga around niggas.
That's right. Come on. We didn't know what it was.
We wasn't, you know. And I want to say, Richard, because Michelle was correcting me, talking about it was me. I said, no, comedy started the word nigga, and it was Richard Pryor. I love Richard Pryor. But that's when the N-word started getting dropped a whole lot.
Trending.
It started trending, and then it moved into hip hop. Right, and I hear other black men talking to white men. Yeah, nigga, what are you doing?
They call white men. Yep, they call white Asian whatever they do. Mm-hmm. They do.
So I'm like, we've got a little too loose to be sensitive.
That part.
I agree because TikTok is the worst. Now if y'all go on TikTok, you gonna see all the white girls with the lashes, the braids, the earrings. And like I said on there, let them have that shit.
Oh, yeah.
They can have it. We don't want it no goddamn more. Because I don't want no big ass. We don't talk. Everybody don't talk like that. And we all don't do that. So I figure y'all can go ahead and have that clown shit. While we over here building businesses, we back getting our banks together. We back getting our apps and our money. So y'all can have them goddamn earrings and them big ass goddamn lips.
But you know the funny thing, they want to make fun of black women, but they don't never want to get the stereotype how black women are the highest educated over everybody.
That part.
Come on.
Over everyone.
We're the most entrepreneurs. Black women are the most entrepreneurs. Don't play with no black woman.
What? Look, I tell black men when they get nigga, if it wasn't for me, your damn daddy and his daddy and before would have started my mama, great mama to give him a titty.
She didn't squeeze on it. She didn't.
Girl, we breastfed them niggas. The white man starved, we gave you a titty. You better stop playing with me.
You know what? We're going to go to a quick break, so anybody grab your drink, run to the restroom right quick. We'll be right back more with Gina G, y'all, so don't go no place.
There is no doubt that Nano Delta 9 THC is great for promoting a sense of well-being. By incorporating these nerd rope bites into your daily routine, you can reap the range of benefits. Although we also offer other wide range of products to support wellness, the nerd rope bites will give you that extra boost in addition to promoting a good night's sleep. Nano Delta 9 THC has also been praised by everyday athletes for its ability to aid recovery after exercise and boost their sense of calm. Head to gossipandheffas.com and make your purchase of the THC Knockout Nerd Rocks in three flavors, Blue Raz, Green Apple, and Strawberry. It's an 8-count and 40 milligrams per piece. Definitely recommend you only eat half. So head on over right now and get your sense of wellness with the Knockout Nerd Rocks at gossipandheffas.com.
Welcome back. You know what? See, that's why you're talking shit when we're coming back.
They gonna see a whole.
I told you to be quiet.
They gonna see a whole ass whooping. Don't lie.
Man, shut your ass up and let's welcome back Gina G.
Come on,
y'all.
Shit. I'm back.
Fix the earring. Did you put your?
I ain't gonna do nothing to the punk ass.
Sister Love. It ain't never Sister Love.
Let me tell you, Gina, the only thing save her, I ain't trying to take care of her child, okay? I ain't got time for his little bossy ass.
Keep her alive. Keep her alive so you ain't got to take care of her.
Me and my daddy both like, don't kill the bitch. We don't want it. She got that little heathen.
You know what? I was getting ready to get on one of your favorite topics.
Right, okay, here. What is it? A rich man that wants to pay
cannabis.
My bills?
Cannabis.
Okay, that's a second. Yes. That's another one.
Cannabis, okay. Mike Tyson and Evander Holyfield are launching Holy Ears, cannabis-infused edibles. Holy Ears.
He don't bit that nigga ear yes. off and they gonna come out. Shut up.
Holy Ears.
It should have been called Rip Ear.
Now, y'all know about that bizarre boxing match where Mike Tyson bit the shit out of his ear.
Yeah, I remember that.
Okay, so for some reason, they collaborate because Mike Tyson already got a cannabis he's company. Right. But right. he's getting with Holyfield to get this goddamn holy ears.
My black people.
Holyfield, you can have it. You bite my ear. I have
you know.
I'm sorry.
Did it taste like chicken? What does the ear taste like? Yo, this is
it. It was the whistle.
Oh my god! I read this shit. I had to do a double take. I was like,
I'm not doing this.
Tyson the Holyfield ears, edible ears, cannabis infused ears.
It's very smart. I will say they are bringing something back. That I mean, that was years ago. So yeah. They bring it back relevant. And you get high, I mean, you might bite somebody's ear.
You bite my ear. I'm look, child, it's going to be a savage scene.
But how would you feel somebody walking around with a bag of, you know, stuff that's supposed to be your ear? Like, what's up, Holyfield?
Holyfield going to be like,
smack it on your ear.
Am I getting paid? Eat that ear.
See, that's how the pigs feel when y'all can walk around with them goddamn pickle pig feet.
Girl, you know what? That stuff disgusting. I had a country-ass black girl at the salon bring in pickled lips.
Girl,
I had never, ever seen pickled pig lips.
Who is that?
Nasty heifer. You want to taste one, bitch? No. That's why you look the way you look. Oh, yellow too fast.
Over here eating lips and shit. God damn.
I've never
she
looked.
African American?
No, she was African American. She was Negro. She was a Negro. I'm gonna be good enough to use the other word, but she was really the other word.
All right, fine. But she was on the track. She must have been out there with roasting. She was with somebody because she got a strong slave heart. If she had
she had stab wounds right
strong
here.
Strong slave heart.
Yeah, she had stab wounds in the chest. I said, yeah, bitch. Only a half of the eat pig lips got stab wounds.
Oh. That's what I'm saying. It's with the keloids. I don't know what
the hell
going on.
That's the keloids. It didn't look like it bubbled up like it didn't heal right. Said, girl, you didn't have enough Caucasian in your DNA. They fucked you up. Yes, Granny, pickle lips, girl. She said
pickles pig feet is good.
Oh, pickle pig. No, Michelle, y'all didn't used to eat that.
I used to eat that when I was little.
Now, the only thing I ever ate, and it was my daddy's fault. I was still in the high chair. He said, this baby ain't mine. If she don't eat these chitlins, she ain't mine. And I fucked them chitlins up.
Hey, now I have me like two little chicks. I will. I have two chicks. I'm not eating a lot, but I will get one chick.
Right.
Fill it with a hot sauce.
Good, a hot sauce. You got that.
For about 30 minutes. And
you
got to
have a hot sauce, boo. I stopped eating chitlins
in a few years.
I think Kevin may have been like 5 or 6.
Mm-hmm.
And I ate chitlins and played that dance game and my blood pressure shit went up.
Oh my God.
I never ate chitlins after that no more.
So why is my head hurt?
Girl, my head was banging. It's that poke.
Girl.
That poke.
That's that poke. That poke.
And that was poke ass on top of that. It was potent. Girl, everybody know where chitlins come from. It was poke ass.
I can't do it.
So, you know, everybody always tell me eating ass. That's the only ass I ever ate in my life.
Okay.
Yeah. Why you looking like that? You ate them before, too.
Shut the fuck up. Anyway.
I had a white girl try them. She loved them.
Did you see Dave Chappelle's Saturday Night Live monologue?
I saw most of it. I did. And I thought it was low-key brilliant, man. I like the way he like stuck up for him slash said something slash.
Yep.
It's Dave Chappelle, man. Like,
yeah, let Dave that man
say whatever the hell he want to say. God damn.
There they go. But you know, Dave is slick because you know when they were rehearsing, he did a bogus monologue. He didn't want nobody to know exactly what he was talking about. So he switched it up a little before he went live.
Oh, smart.
Because
he's smart.
Oh, yeah, very smart. He didn't want nobody to get out. And then he had, I think there was conflict with a writer that refused to work with him. And he, I think in the, you know, the spoof backstage rehearsal, that's what he was joking on. They're like, okay, this is decent material. But it was something brand new when he hit the stage. Now, why everybody's in their feelings and calling it anti-Semitic, I have no idea.
It wasn't, though.
I don't know why they keep saying black folks can be y'all, listen, I really just think we're standing up, y'all. I really just feel like black folks are really just rising up, and I think they're doing any and everything to stop the movement.
Yeah.
Point blank. I mean, y'all can say what y'all want to say, but let us say what we want to say, and it's a problem. We got to get canceled. I mean, we the only ones with cancel culture. Yeah. I ain't seen nobody cancel. What's the man that stole all the goddamn money from the welfare in Mississippi? Who was that?
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, white folks, they take up for each other when they do that kind of shit.
See what I'm saying? Yeah. That's what I'm
it's
trying
a support
to say.
System.
Yeah, black folks be like, I'll get that nigger and push him out there. You know, we got that backstabbing, and you know that's that field hand and house negro shit. That's all that is.
Not get them.
Yeah. You know, if you think about Django when Samuel.
You had a Django flash.
Yeah, it's like when Django and Samuel Jackson came out.
Yeah.
Who's that nigga on that nigga? You know, that's the mentality that we have, and I wish we would get over it. No. I thought it was hilarious.
Yeah.
I didn't really see him taking up with Kanye. He said, Kanye is my friend, but I know I'm going to go check on him, but I'm going to wait.
Yeah, he's not
right,
well.
Right. It was smart. It was very smart how, and he didn't throw anybody under the bus. And that's what I like about him. He didn't have to throw Kanye, and he could have. But I think the way he set it up and the way he said it, you know, like people say, what's understood don't need to be explained. Like,
that
we
part.
We know what's up. We know what's up. And I thought it was brilliant. But you can't cancel Dave. I mean,
no, they can try all they want. I'm going to keep on. The more they try to cancel Dave, the more that's I'm right. going to watch his shit.
Me
the
too.
More I'm going to go to his shit.
Well, let's talk about Miss Tiffany.
The Haddish.
Because she's
working yet, that poor baby?
She's addressing her haters. She said a prayer for our haters. Because, you know, ever since that video skit came out with her and Ariel Spears, people were skeptical. And, you know, it's just rumored that she, you know, didn't get much work during that time of the lawsuit and everything. But now she's good. She's working. She said, this is me happy to see how God works. Some people said things to me, and God went ahead and showed me who they really are. Thank God for that.
Yeah.
And she said, I got big things. He's got big things for me to do. And I can't have user and fleas on me while I'm competing. And I understand that because it's always a difficult situation that shows you where people really stand.
That's right. Yeah. Always.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's all you need. So I think I don't think the people were coming too much for Tiffany that more than they were Ariel.
Right. It was really Ariel Spears. It wasn't really much Tiffany. I think the thing with Tiffany is that she just didn't take accountability. You know, I wish she would have kind of just said, you know, my bad, y'all. I wasn't really thinking. You know, it was a long time ago. She kind of played it as if, well, I don't know either. I got questions too. Girl, your ass was there. What you mean you got questions? Shit.
Did you really leave the baby?
We saw you in the goddamn video.
That part.
So you should have just, you know, I think that's kind of what people was like, Tiffany, just, we saw your ass. Just say, you know, but she kind of did a little Kim. She tried to die, you know, she died every goddamn thing.
She did the Mary J. Blige dance, you know.
Yeah, she had fun. She did her dance. She was like, oh,
Yeah. But the only thing that made...
Hey, y'all.
I'm sure that part.
She is, you know, someone in my field, and I heard that she's back on stage now.
Good.
And listen, we got to know where to cross that line. And so we don't need to do no skits about no nasty ass, old ass men, best with cheerers, and vice versa. Some stuff you just can't make fun of. And to me, that's just one topic. I don't even know how you can spin that, make that funny. I just,
no, you can't. No, you can't. There's no way you to can't. Make it funny.
And it probably traumatized some people that actually been through that.
Yeah,
for real. Them had flashbacks of their little freak ass uncle or their auntie or their whoever it was. But, you know, Ariel got on my nerve more than anything because it's like he kept bringing it up.
Yes.
He kept coattailing off and come see my pie. Yeah. And I'm like, dude, you don't have nothing to lose. Tiffany, no.
That part.
Clearly. He tried to make a big deal out of it to, of course, put attention on him and be relevant again. But it didn't work. Talking about Lizzo, you know, he was just doing too damn much. So he got shut down.
But what killed me, he said Lizzo looked like shit with his face looked like a fat turd. How you gonna talk about something? This is what I don't like when I see fat men trying to call out a woman for being plus size. Nigga, you fat.
You fat. Nigga, you plus size.
Right. Thank you, fat and ugly. What are you talking about?
And obviously broke.
That part. Lizzo and
me. Obviously your money running low.
That part. I mean, at least Lizzo may be plus size, but she is good looking. And the bitch got money.
Very beautiful. And that's why we need to just stop with these damn standards. I'm so sick of everybody talking about you got to look like Kim Kardashian or one of these damn builder bodies. Everybody ain't got no money.
And I don't want to look like a wisdom tooth. I'm sorry. I don't.
Listen, you better take the shape you got and or at least go to the gym then. Because other than that, then hush. And that love part. Who you are. Lizzo loves the skin that she's in. And I think that's the problem mostly, is that most men want women who are of plus size to hate themselves.
Yeah.
So that they can take advantage of women. You know, men been trying to take advantage of, you know, not so beautiful women or plus size women forever because they think their self-esteem is low.
Yep.
But yeah, to see Lizzo with this self-esteem and, you know, she out here, men can't fake that shit. They're like, oh, hell no.
They don't, yeah, they don't like that.
Be cute, smell good, and all this shit. You know what I'm saying? It's stupid.
It's stupid. I can't take it. But you know what also is pitiful? We've been talking about teachers' salaries and how teachers don't get paid nearly enough.
Oh, I seen that story.
This story is out of Arizona. This middle school teacher blames her low salary for filming OnlyFans porn videos with her husband in her classroom.
Let me say this before y'all even get started. Let me just get this out here. Yes, true. Teachers do get paid low. But that's not why you got fired. You fucking where the kids at. My child don't need to come in and put their hands where you and your naked husband been pumping and banging. That's where the problem is.
In the classroom?
Yes.
It'd be on the weekends when there was no students in the building, but still, you know, I got...
In the class? You right? You at work? Girl, you better get a green screen. Did you know technology? She could have a classroom in her goddamn living room.
She could have built one up in her. You're right.
That's what I'm saying.
Why are you doing this at school? Nobody cares that you got an OnlyFans page, but now you being a little too little disrespectful now coming all the way up. Is she white?
She's white. Now, the funny thing is, how all the adults found out was the kids found her OnlyFans. Why the fuck your kids on the internet looking at OnlyFans?
She's middle school,
Granny. They knew her nasty ass. They knew her ass was on there.
Yes, why is your child on an OnlyFans page?
They knew her ass was on there.
Yeah. They probably smelt the residue on the desk.
They probably
smelled like Mrs.
So why is
Smith?
My desk so sticky?
This is sticky. What is this white stuff? What is this white like creamy shit? Yo, so I'm just like, she should have kept it at home. Because I feel like if you got an OnlyFans,
like, come on.
Yeah, but if I'm making extra money, I need you to get out of my business. If you're not going to raise my pay, but you doing it at the school,
you're
come
doing
on.
It in the classroom.
That's where she messed up. I don't see nothing wrong because teachers don't get paid shit.
No, they don't. And they need to be the highest paid, to be honest with you.
And they really do because it's a mess, you know. But at school, but that's only because she white. Because our ass ain't even got the key to get in that bitch.
Now they don't trust you enough to give. Don't you give Miss Roberta that shit. But could you imagine if one? You know when you was a kid, how you would hold your head down and go to sleep.
Right.
Got your nose and lip all in it.
You so stupid.
Try to hold your book up high from the teacher. I smell ass on my desk. Why does my desk smell like ass? It's a bit fishy.
Not fishy.
It's a little fishy here.
Shut up, Rocky. Be quiet right now. Please be quiet. Because, see, I, you know what? You know, I try and get to the point of the story. We can discuss it. Rocky's ass will sit up there and drag more dialogue into the story.
Why not?
Do some improv. Let's do some improv.
That part. Why not? Shit, Rodney Perry, I need to take improv classes. Goddamn, I'm doing it now.
He set up the scenario. Okay, so you own the desk. Now, go.
Y'all know y'all all did it in class. You know you voted y'all. Everybody did it.
It was called Heads Up, Seven Up.
That part.
That's what it was called. Heads Up, Seven Up, Head Down.
Lord have mercy. I got this last story here about this barbecue restaurant.
Uh-oh.
It's clapping back at a customer who called the police.
Oh, my God. Was
on her order.
Oh, wait a minute. What the fuck?
Right, yeah, they called the police because of her order.
Oh, my God.
It says the customer was displeased with her order. She called 911 on the restaurant. She went home, left a one-star review talking about the meat was very pink. So the meat smoked, all right? So it's going to have, like, a pink, like, inner texture.
Yeah, so this is why women don't... This is somebody don't know barbecue.
This is a black woman. This sounds like a black woman.
Well, yeah. Her name is Annie Cook.
Oh, she white.
Nah, she white.
Ain't nobody black name that's Annie's. I wish we did have more Annie's.
She attempted...
Annie Cook.
Okay. And she attempted to return a plate of the food back to Clyde Cooper's 10 minutes after picking up, claiming the smoked meat was pork was uncooked because of the pink color.
Well, now, Clyde, I know he black, but go ahead. The names tell everything.
Come on now, sister. Clyde cooked that pork right.
Yeah, he smoked the hell out of it.
He smoked it.
But, I mean, to be at a point where you feel like you have to call the police, I mean, you're already going to leave a one-star review on the website. So now you calling the police on here. What you going to do, arrest a pig? I mean, what you going to do?
The pig dead. He on your plate. If I was a police, I would have took her ass to jail. I would have locked her up and ate her damn rib in front of her as I handcuffed her. Bitch, you know you're going to jail for wasting our time. It's tax dollars.
Right.
Man.
That's a good pig right there. That's
for real. Oi, oi. I would have said, oi, oi, bitch, get in the car.
Oh, you ignorant as hell, Rocky.
I know she white because she called the police. Now, you know we ain't
Yeah, black folks, we don't do that. Police. Yeah, we scared of them.
Now, look, you can negotiate a plate, but the thing about it is you coming up in there for attitude and going to leave me a one-star review after you call the police. You doing a little too much over this pig.
Did she bring the food back?
She tried to return the plate and was talking about it's undercooked. And you're like, no, it's cooked.
It's cooked, bitch. I've been doing this for a long time.
Right. Like, I don't understand. And you know what, like your guest said, it is a few black ants, because I am a little torn between, because... You know, black folks, we don't know about that beat. We trying to get it well done. So that's why I'm a little confused. Because, you know, but well, then see, you got her calling the police. We ain't calling no police.
That was right there. That's when you know.
That's where you lost me, yeah. So,
but see, I'm a black person.
Oh, I'm a barbecue?
Yeah, but see, I'm Michelle. No, I like my steak medium rare.
Yes.
I do not like overcooked and well done steak. But that's
medium
me.
Medium rare.
Yeah, I like a little pink. Now, if I see some blood, it's a problem. I just need a little light pink. Okay. I don't want no blood on my plate.
Okay, a little pink.
A little pink.
I need a little pink.
A little pink. Yeah, a little pink in the middle is always good. No. That's what I tell my man. Baby, it's pink in the middle is all good.
Pink in the middle.
That's a Beyonce song, bitch.
I'm just waiting for you. I'm waiting on you.
It's the flavor. That was a Beyonce song. You know what I'm talking about? For the jam. What?
You know what, Rocky? I hope that you have not scared Gina that she will not come
girl,
back.
Girl, Gina, fine. Gina, me, we good, girl. Stop playing.
I'm coming back.
Thank you, Gina. Gina don't told her man pink in the middle the flavor's good. Okay, that's the flavor, pink nigga. The that's what you eating for dinner. Pink is the flavor.
It is a flavor.
It is.
Gina, where can everybody follow you, find you, and if you got anything that they should be, if you're doing any shows, they need to check out?
Yes, you guys. You guys, you can find me on all social media platforms. Gina G, Too Funny. That's Gina G, the number 2 Funny. I got some stuff going on, you guys. I'll be in Baltimore on the 5th. I will be in North Carolina the Wednesday before Thanksgiving. And I will be having a very, very, very low vibration plate on Thanksgiving. If anybody is looking for me there.
Okay.
But just find me, y'all. I'm everywhere, man. God is good. And I'm on the Gossip and Helpers. Like, hello.
I'm definitely going to find you on IG because these new lives so far have been going. They boring as fuck. I need to find some exciting people on Instagram to play with.
Okay.
Shit. She's so damn ignorant. I'm for real. Look, I'm tired of going to lies. These motherfuckers are talking about Trump, debating my I don't want to hear that shit.
For real. No, seriously. Let's loosen up, you guys. Let's laugh more. Let's love more. The serious shit ain't got nothing to do with us if we can't do shit about it anyway.
That part.
So we should just be trying to stay positive and love on one another because just like that little young girl, her mother, her family thought she was coming home for vacation.
Yeah, I know. And it's sad.
And she's not coming home for vacation. So love on the ones that you with, you guys. Cause boy, and then the three young gentlemen at Virginia State that just on the football team. You know, it's like these kids is going crazy, y'all. Talk to y'all kids. Talk to y'all kids.
It's been a lot.
We don't know what they're going through. I don't know what it's like to be a kid in 2022. You know what I'm saying?
So I don't want
talk to. Talk to your kids. I don't want to because I'm an husband. We had good
girl, we had fun.
We had fun. We were outside. We didn't have to worry about nobody bullying me on no damn phone. I could beat you up.
Damn, you girl, you and your homies was going to roll up. Girl, you know the bitches at the park. Let's go.
Yeah, right. Let's roll up.
We trick-or-treating. These kids don't be trick-or-treating no more.
That's right. That's right.
Lost childhoods. Lost
you childhoods. You can't play on folks' phone because call ID.
What are you ding dong bitch, you're going to get shot. You better not ding dong bitch.
Oh, yeah, because somebody did too. Now, I did used to do this shit. I ain't going to lie. Ding dong run.
Y'all, they got ring now. You can't do the goddamn.
Like, get off my porch, bitch. Who they came in here to cuss somebody, little white girl out on the porch?
Lord have mercy.
Oh, that was funny.
Gina G, everybody. Y'all make sure y'all follow this woman. She is excellent, funny, and y'all can catch her occasionally on the Rodney Perry Live Show because she be cutting up early in the a.m.
I do. I'll be on there tomorrow, you guys, so tune in to the Rodney Perry Live Show. I appreciate you gossiping
helpers.
We
appreciate
y'all.
You, girl.
We love
you. Tell Perry, I said, hello.
I'll probably be up in there. I'll be in the comments, girl.
Still do.
Okay, Gina, thank you so much for joining us. Have a good one, okay, sis?
Thank you.
All right, y'all. Gina G was in that building.
Very lovely young lady. Very, very lovely.
Lovely, lovely, lovely.
I love people of high energy, good spirits, good vibration.
Yes.
That's why I said I got to get some more friends on IG because, man, y'all niggas is getting boring. Shit.
Crazy.
Girl, crazy
if it
and boring.
Ain't boring is crazy. So it's got to be
I'm like, grade. Can I just be on IG for at least 1 year without being bullied and stalked? Can I just get that? 1 year. 2000. But you know, I'm going to make it that way because that's why I'm not friending people. I'm not being cool with people like that. I'm keeping a distance.
And matter of fact, I found out something very interesting the other day because I went through our followers and you know how you have ghost accounts on your Instagram account. And they're usually the ones with no profile picture. And beside me trying to get rid of any hidden trolls, I read that basically having a lot of ghost accounts on your account, it devalues
your account.
Your account. You do not have as much interaction. You're welcome, Precious. You are not going to have as much interaction because you have ghost accounts on your Instagram account. So if you have just some downtime, go through your followers. If they don't have a profile picture, get rid of them. Get rid of them because either they're doing some dirt and they're bringing down your numbers anyway.
Yeah.
So I'm still going through our damn list.
I went through, I didn't think I had that many because my account's private. So I was like, oh, how do these motherfuckers slip in?
I have four. Yeah, so you'll get a few of them in there.
Yeah, I have maybe about four total. They're all gone.
So go through your damn Instagram. Look at your followers. No profile picture. They don't need to be on your account, period, all right? So next week, we have author Avery Washington. He has got an excellent book. I'm in the midst of reading it right now. It's called The Oversexualization of Black Women in America. And we are having a contest on our Instagram account and our Facebook. We shared a reel promoting the contest. All you got to do is follow the Gossip and Heifers on Instagram, like and share, And we put you in this drawing. It's going to be a random drawing live when we talk to him. And we're going to be giving away 2 copies of that book. So you guys be sure you share that reel. And make sure you guys tune in next week live when we announce who will be winning a wonderful piece of books. Mm. Yes.
And Avery's books is always worth
it. Avery's always on time. And y'all going to find out when we talk to him next week. So we appreciate you guys' patience. Thank you guys for joining us again. We're going to be on Instagram. I think we got, it has not been confirmed yet, but I think on Monday that we're supposed to be talking to Houston legend rapper ESG on Instagram Monday. So I'm still waiting for that confirmation. He said it was a go, but you know me, I get paranoid to the last minute until it happens, okay?
Very nice guy. We met him in person. He's a real sweet guy, so.
Yeah.
This ought to be lovely.
All right, everybody. So have a good week, and until next time, peace.
I holla.